各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
我们今天晚上一起来查考属灵真教会的挑战。
So tonight we'd like to study the topic, the challenges of the spiritual true church。
那是要配合我们读经进度。我们接下来九月开始要读哥林多前后书以及腓利门书。
And this will come along with our Bible study schedule, because for this month we're going to study the first and second.Corinthians.
就是九月份的时候。
Oh, actually, it's for September.
那所以，因为我们现在在读士师记，我们这个月在几天就结束。接下来新的九月份就是要读哥林多前后书以及腓利门书三卷书。
Currently, we are studying the book of Judges, and after that, we will study the first and second Corinthians and the book of Philemon.
那小弟想要用这个机会跟大家来。顺便谈谈这个道理，然后一方面让我们一起来很快速的把哥林多前书把它中览过一次，那我们在读经的时候就很容易可以抓住这一卷书的重点。
So basically, we are trying to point out the certain teachings from this book, and also we would like to give an outline or summary for this book. So later on, when you read First and Second Corinthians, it will be an easy read.
我们真教会。从开始设立然后传福音以来呢，一直都面临很多的挑战的。
And since the establishment of the church, we always face various challenges and difficulties.
但是每一个阶段的挑战都靠着神的大能以及圣灵的带领都度过去。
Even though there are various challenges throughout different stages, we can always overcome them with the mighty power of God.
那事实上也证明，只有真的属神的教会才能够在这个很多潮流的冲击下，可以屹立不摇，而且可以持续的成长。
Indeed, only the true church can sustain themselves in these waves and the trends of this world.
那哥林多前书这本书呢？他就指出，在当时使徒时代呢，教会其实也面临很多的问题跟冲击。
And during the apostolic time, they also face so many different impacts and challenges.
哥林多这个地方，他们当时候所处的环境，大环境上来说呢，跟我们现在所面临的这些社会风气的败坏呢，基本上是很类似的。
And at this place, Corinth, they also has.Facing the similar challenges like we do.
因为哥林多这个地方啊，它因为在一个很重要的地理位置上，所以呢，它有很多很多人在那里做贸易，所以事实上是很多多元文化聚集的一个地方。
Because this place is considered one of the major cities and is at a very important place. That's why there are many different businesses took place at this area.
那这个地方呢？因为如果我们看圣经地图，你就会找到在希腊半岛的南边，在海港的一个地方啊，哥林多。那这个地方当时候在罗马帝国是一个很大的城市。
So if you look at the map, you will find this place, Corinth, is at the south of Greece and is located at a harbor area. So it serves as a very important city for the Roman Empire.
很多不同的种族在那边一起生活、做生意、交通，一起，反正它那边就是一个城市、一个大都市的一个生活形态的。
And people from different nations will come here to do business, so it's considered as a place with all the various cultures.
那这个教会在保罗第二次传福音的时候建立起来的。
And this Corinthian church is established during Paul's second missionary trip.
那之后，保罗他自己本身以及事实上其他的工人，像亚波罗跟彼得呢，都曾经到这个地方去牧养过。
And some of the workers like Apollo.
Peter.
And Peter, they all went to this place to preach also.
那当时候其实因为它这个地方交通很方便，所以很多工人会在那边经过。
Because the traffic or
the location.
The location is very convenient. That's why it's very easy for those workers to pass by this area.
所以像圣经里面我们所看到这些福音的工人，像提摩太啊、提多啊，这些几个。重要的 在圣经里面有了名字的人，基本上我们都他到过哥林多这个地方的。
And for people like Timothy or some other famous workers, also recorded in Bible, had ever passed this area to help out the works right here.
那这个教会也很特别。
And this church is also very special as well.
因为它在这个很混乱、充满挑战的环境底下被建立起来以后。
Even though the church is established under this kind of chaotic and with full of challenges.
就当时候的社会背景来说呢，这些信耶稣这些人呢，基本上也不是什么有名望的人。
And for those people who came to believe are not people with any special status.
但是他们所领受的却是很丰富，他们有很多的属灵的恩赐，他们各方面的口才知识也都很好。
However, the blessings they receive in this church is very abundant.
所以我们现在如果看一下《哥林多前书》第一章。
So we first turn to First Corinthians.
看看哥林多教会是哪些人。
So let's see the members of this church.
看第二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
第一章二十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 26.
那弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。二十六节。
Verse 26, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential, not many were of noble birth.
但是啊，虽然是不太尊贵，可是都被神拣选。所以第二十七节跟二十八节呢，你就一直看到拣选这两个字。
So even though those people are not considered very royal, however, they were all selected. And continue with the verse 27 and 28, you will see this special term selected.
就是被神拣选的，虽然不尊贵，但是神要了，他就变不一样了。
Even though they were not royal, however, when God selected them, they changed and they became different.
那所以保罗在哥林多前书第一开始他写信的时候，他在问候这个教会的时候，他给教会下了一个定义。
So in the beginning, when Paul first greeted the church, he also gave a definition of the term church.
看第一章的第二节。
So let's read chapter 1, verse 2.
第一节这个是写信。来，什么人写的？就是保罗说，蒙召做耶稣基督的使徒保罗和兄弟所提尼，他们这两个人共同执笔。
So, this is written together, by Paul and the other worker.
那基本上是保罗讲，那个所提尼呢帮他写了，他一定要有人帮他代笔嘛。
So basically, Paul, spoke and the other person, write down those words for him.
那这个索提尼呢，其实当时候是管一个管会堂的人。
And this brother, so Thenes, he's a keeper for the church.
我们等一下会看，你如果在读圣经的时候，你就会看到这个人，其实在使徒行传的时候也出现了。
So if we continue to study, we will find this person also recorded in the book of Acts.
他们这两个人，他说第二节，他说写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣。蒙召做圣徒的。
In verse 2, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是他写信的对象，他一开始第一个重点就是要给在哥林多神的教会。那这个教会就是在基督耶稣里面成圣，已经成为圣洁，而且是蒙选召做圣徒的了。
So the recipient of the letter, which is the church, and church is composed with those people who are being selected and become sanctified.
所以教会这里面的人称为圣徒。
So that's why those people in the church are considered saints.
然后呢，是要成为圣洁的，他要被称义成圣。
And they will be justified and sanctified.
所以教会基本上这里面的人，如果是被主耶稣的宝血所救赎了，身份上都跟外面人不一样了。
So for those people who have been redeemed by Jesus' blood and being baptized in the church, their status are considered different from people outside.
为什么我们今天还是在读哥林多前书？
And why are we studying the book of Corinthians? Today?
因为保罗接下来第二节的后半段，他说他这封信是写给谁？以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
And the second part, verse 2, this letter also is written to who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
So basically, Lord Jesus Christ is their Lord and ours.
所以你看，我们今天也是一样，在主耶稣基督里面被选召成为圣徒。我们今天也在求告主耶稣基督的名。主耶稣也是我们的主，这是为什么我们今天一定要读哥林多前书。
And this is why we must study the book of Corinthians, because we are at the same shoes. We are the one who are redeemed by Jesus' blood and baptized into church, and we also call our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们一定要很了解教会本身，我们弟兄姐妹。在神的眼中看来，我们是蒙拣选的，我们是被称义成圣的圣徒。
So in God's eyes, we are the people who are being selected, sanctified, and justified.
那这个神的认定啊，神的恩典啊，不在于说你这个人是不是真的很好啊，不是说你真的能够各方面做得很完美，不会。
And this is why so-called grace, because God did not look at our status and we receive this status because of our work.Or our abilities.
其实我们在世上都被称为是愚拙的，是愚拙的，是卑贱的，是被人厌恶的。其实也就是说，我们没有什么好处的。
So in God's point of view, when we were in this world, we are considered lowly or even detested by others.
所以我们要了解，我们今天在神的眼中看来，我们是真的是特殊的，我们是有价值的。
However, after our status being changed, our value is totally different in God's point of view.
那这哥林多教会，他们虽然是很卑微啊，可是他们却以很多恩典，就是第四节这里所说的。
So in verse 4, here it mentioned that even though they were considered pretty ordinary, yet at this place they receive manyor abundant grace of God.
第四节说，我常为你们感谢我的神，因为神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠。第五节
，verse five，
又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备。第六节
，verse six，
正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固。第七节
，verse seven，
以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。第八节
，verse eight。
他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。这是保罗他在想到哥林多教会的信徒们，他就很感谢主的一个原因呢。
So every time when Paul think about the members in Corinthian church, but here records a reason why he was being very thankful.
他说哦，他们能够领受保罗所做的见证。
Because they can receive the testimony about Christ that was confirmed, or being told by Paul.
他们被神拣选，这个是从神的主权上来看的。
And they were selected, and because God's sovereignty.
但是就人的角度来看，他们愿意接受保罗所做为耶稣基督做的见证，他们接受了。
However, from a salvation point of view, they are saved because they are willing to receive this gospel and the salvation.
所以人实际上是有他的要责任，人会想要听到这个见证，他会想要说，那我也要让基督成为我的救主。
So from this situation, we see there are two different aspects. So from the man's point of view, when they heard about this gospel, they had this willingness want to take on the gospel.
然后神就给他们给这个愿意接受见证的人很多恩惠。
And God will allow His grace be falling upon those people who are willing to accept this news.
那哥林多教会的信徒啊，他们保罗在这里特别说，他们是凡事富足，他们物质上不缺乏。
So here mentioned that they receive this abundance in their life.
口才知识都全备，表示说他们里面各种人才都有了。
So they have all different kind of talents and people with different abilities.
然后第七节说。在恩赐上没有一样不及人，就是属灵的恩赐啊，也是很多。
And in verse 7, therefore you do not lack any spiritual gifts.
在哥林多前书，我们就看到啊，这个哥林多教会里面有各种不同属灵恩赐，会异变赶鬼的，会有信心的，然后会有那个可以用方言讲道，可以翻方言的，很多种不同的属灵恩赐。
So we can identify many different spiritual gifts in this church. Some of them can speak in tongue and deliver a sermon, and some can translate the sermon in tongue, and some can cast out demons.
所以哥林多教会啊，这个教会，其实就当时候保罗在传福音的时候，他是一个让他觉得很感谢主的一个 也看到一个神的荣耀作为的一个教会。
So when Paul is preaching, he can truly see the power of God manifest in this church, and that's why he was very thankful about this church.
那这个教会也是保罗呢，他真的用心在这里经营过、建立过的教会。
And Paul also devoted much of his effort to establish the church.
这个教会建立的过程在《使徒行传》第十八章里面就写得很清楚。
And the establishing process is recorded in Acts chapter 18.
这是保罗他第二次宣道旅程里面所建立的教会。
So the church was established during Paul's second missionary trip.
他本来也都是到犹太人的会堂去传，后来他们因为犹太人拒绝，所以他就跑到外邦人，向外邦人开始传讲福音。
In the beginning, he also went to temple and tried to preach this gospel to Jews. However, they denied the truth. So that's why eventually he went out and preached this news to Gentiles.
到犹太人的会堂是 synagogue 啊，不是那个 temple。
Okay.
那是所以。后来在哥林多教会，很多信主的人就变成有很多外邦人来信了。
So that's why Paul converted many Gentiles to believe in Christ.
然后，当时候保罗在哥林多传福音的时候，遇到很多困难，很多犹太人就逼迫他。
And there were many challenges and difficulties when Paul was preaching the gospel because those opposition came from Jews.
保罗在传福音的时候，他通常都是有一个模式。他如果碰到一直阻挡了，他就离开，就不管你们了，我就换另外一个地方去传了。
And there are certain pattern, Apostle Paul, follow, when he was preaching. So when he, feel like there's a great opposition, a certain area, he will turn away and preach to somewhere else.
但是在哥林多这个地方，神特别用异象把他留下来说，你不要走。
However, at this, place, Corinth,God used visions and told Paul, stay at this place and preach.
我们看《使徒行传》十八章。
So let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
十八章，我们现在看第七节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 7.
十八章第七节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 7.
于是离开那里，是离开了犹太人的会堂，到了一个人的家中。这人名叫提多，犹士都，是敬拜神的。他的家靠近会堂，第八节。
Verse 8，
管会堂的基利师部和全家都信了主，还有许多哥林多人听了，就相信受洗。第九节。
Verse 9，
夜间主在异象中对保罗说：“你不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。”第十节。
Verse 10，
有我与你同在，并没有人下手害你，因为在这城里我有许多的百姓。十一节。
Verse 11，
保罗在那里就住了一年零六个月，将神的道教训他们。那这一段圣经就看到，是神特别把保罗留下来在那里传福音，因为那里有很多神的百姓。
So from this past, we knew that God had Paul stay this area purposely.
那保罗就在这里住了一年半。
So Paul stayed here for an year and a half.
那在这一年半里面呢，就真的很多人来信主。
So during this period, there are many people came to believe.
虽然很多人来阻挡保罗，可是保罗就是不害怕，因为神说我必与你同在。
Even though there was a great opposition during that time, Paul was not afraid.
没有人可以下手害你呢。
And because he knew that God will protect him and no one can harm him.
那个基利师部和全家哈，这个管会堂的，就是在哥林多前书第一章的第十四节那里，保罗想起来说，哎，我曾经为这一家人受过洗。
So this person mentioned 第八节。
第一章的第十四节。
一章十四节。
对。
So, this person recorded in Acts chapter 18, verse 8, Crispus, is the same person recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Sinenius.
就是第十四节这里，他说，本来因为保罗他想说，我出来传福音，我不是来受洗的，不是为了专门来为人家施洗的。他想到，哎，我曾经为了这个基利师部跟该由这两个人施洗过了，这个就是他想到在当初他建立教会的时候，这两个人就是这样子来信主的，因为他给他们施洗。
So, when he came to this place, and he remembered that he actually baptized these two people right here.
好，那保罗呢，他就在这个哥林多地方，就这么多属神的人呢。就是为什么这叫被拣选的？因为神本来早就已经知道，这些人是属他的，一定要保罗把这个福音传给他们，让他们来进入神的教会，成圣，然后成为圣徒。
Yeah, God knew that his people is right here because he selected them. So that's why God told Paul to stay here and preach the gospels to those people.
那这一封书信呢，保罗他在写的时候啊，他的人呢，其实是在以弗所这个地方。
And when Paul was writing this letter to Corinthians church, he was at this place called Ephesus.
那他是保罗在第三次旅行的时候，住在以弗所这个地方所写的这封信呢。
And when he was writing this letter, he was on his third missionary trip.
那因为保罗在以弗所第三次旅行的时候，他在那边住了三年，这次住更久。
And during this time, he spent about 3 years in this place, Ephesus.
他在以弗所在那个地方把它当作基地呢，那就派了像提摩太啊，派提多、啊、到其他地方，到派希拉到其他地方去牧养。
So he took that place as a base, and he sent out people from there.
那所以，如果按照他的年代，他大概是公元55年左右的时候写的。
So this letter is probably being written around 55 AD.
那保罗他基本上写哥林多，我们现在看到有哥林多前书、哥林多后书，至少他现在写了两封信给哥林多教会的信徒。
So just by the written records, there's a first and second Corinthians. So we know at least Paul wrote 2 letters.
但是其实保罗写的不止这两封信给哥林多教会了。
Of course, we knew that Paul probably wrote at least more than 2 to this church.
因为有些信呢、啊，后来就不见了，就流失了，没有人保存下来。
Because some letters were actually lost during the process.
那在哥林多前书这一封信之前，应该写过一封信，那是在哥林多前书5章第9节。
So we probably knew there is a letter sent before this one because it's mentioned in chapter 5.
5章9节说：“我先前写信给你们说，不可以淫乱的人相交。”
And verse 9, I have written you in my letter not to associate with sexual immoral people.
所以这个就是。之前已经有一封信特别指导有关于淫乱的事情，要怎么样，要怎么跟这些人相处，但这封信已经不见了。
So according to this verse, we know there's probably a particular letter talking about how to deal with those sexually immoral people.
啊，这一封信没有了就没有了。
So since that letter was lost, so we couldn't say anything about it.
那在哥林多前书跟哥林多后书之间，其实保罗也写了另外一封信。
And in between the first and second Corinthians, there should be another letter in between the time.
哦，那是在哥林多后书，在哥林多后书第二章里面。
So let's read Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书
，Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第二章的第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4.
第二章第四节说：“我先前心里难过痛苦，多多的流泪，写信给你们，不是叫你们忧愁，乃是叫你们知道我格外的疼爱你们。”那这里这一封信呢，就是在哥林多前书跟哥林多后书之间的另外一封信。
So according to this verse, we believe that there's probably another letter comes in between First and Second Corinthians.
那我们在学员年会的时候，有一位学员问了一个问题。
And during the student spiritual convocation, there was a student posting a question.
他说：“现在哥林多前书跟哥林多后书之间还有一封信啊，那我们现在没有把它放在圣经里面吗
？”And since we knew that there's another letter actually comes in between First and Second Corinthians, but we didn't put that letter in Bible.
啊，如果万一有一天哦，考古的时候又发现了哦，这一封信原来在这里，就是写这个内容。
So let's say over suddenly there are some certain people found this letter at a certain time.
然后这样子，圣经会不会增加，变成再多一卷书？就是中间有哥林多前书、后书，这第三书了。就是它会不会在圣经再加一卷书进来
？So would it be possible that Bible will be added into one more book?
大家觉得会增加吗
？So do you think that would be possible?
圣经的规模，神的话语的规模已经立定，所以。基本上，今天如果再找到另外一封书信，真的都找到，也不会把它加进来圣经里面的。
However, we know since the entire outlook and the format of the Bible is already being determined, that's why even if we found an additional letter of Paul, that will not be included into the Bible.
因为也没有必要了。
Because there's no need.
因为保罗的信息，他绝对不会再互相冲突。
Because we knew the message that is being preached by Paul will not conflict to each other.
也就是说，你像保罗他第一封书信，他基本上讲的就是有关你怎么样处理淫乱的事情，就指导而已。
Just like the message in the first letter, he was talking about how to deal with those sexual immoral people.
那后来其实保罗在哥林多前书里面都讲得很清楚了。
And the same thing is also being stressed in the First Corinthians.
那所以呢，其实今天神的话语让属他的人可以来遵行，目的就是要让我们能够得到这个得救进天国的正确的这个指导，就是教导是怎么做的，一定很清楚。
And Paul already gave a very clear instructions on how to enter and be safe.
绝对不会说因为缺了这一卷书之后，然后就我们得救的道路就会不清楚，或者我们得救的要道就会不完全，不会的。
It won't be possible if we lost a letter and then the way of our salvation will become blurry or not clear.
所以今天我们看到保罗这两封书信呢，对更多教会特别的指导呢，其实留给我们今天在真教会里面来处理这些教会的问题的时候，一个非常重要的指导原则。
Because in the first and second Corinthians, in those two letters, Paul had already pointed out a very clear way to deal all the various challenges or problems in the church.
那当时候哥林多这个地方哦，因为文化很多元呢，种族很复杂，那所以他们那时候的信仰啊，其实也是很败坏的，就是拜很多种不同的偶像。
And due to its geological locations, there were many different cultures, many different races, and even the religions were many as well.
他们当时候哥林多这个地方有一个很出名的这个女神庙，一个很大的庙。
So during that time, there is a great temple, a great and famous temple, and there's a famous goddess.
啊，那这个庙里面呢，就很多淫乱的事情跟这个庙有关系。
So during that time, there are many sexually immoral things happen or occur in this temple.
那这个就变成哥林多教会的哥林多这个地区的特征之一，就是他们的变成他们那个旅游观光旅游的卖点之一了。
So that temple serves as a special locations or special touring site in that area.
所以现在那时候很多人就听到哥林多这个地方这个名字呢，就是跟这个淫乱画上等号。
So that's why when some people heard about this place of Corinth, they will put equivalencies to sexual immorality.
这个就是放纵情欲的代名词，就是哥林多。
So they will consider this place is a place that you can indulge your lusts and desires.
那所以当时候这个为什么在哥林多前书里面，哥林多前书特别提到这个有关于这个保持圣洁，这个有关淫乱的教导，保罗要信徒他非常谨慎，就是跟他这个环境有关系。
So this is why Paul spent a good amount of time telling them you have to be holy and stay away from those immoral things.
那第五章哥林多前书第五章，这个就是在举几个例子，是有关这个淫乱的事情影响到教会，甚至人家外面的人也没有这样子。
So later on, Paul pointed out several evil things that occur in church. Even people outside wouldn't do so.
所以这个就是被这个社会的风气所影响，最后导致连神的教会里面反而容忍这些罪的存在，甚至比外面更开放、更自由。
So we saw several bad consequences because the church allowed those bad those sins to exist in church, and eventually people turned even much eviler than people outside.
那在哥林多前书，保罗他人在以弗所的时候，他写这封信，事实上是为了要解决教会的一些问题。
So the whole purpose when Paul writing those letters is to serve or solve problems in the church.
以前这个每个教会哦，都那么远呢，没办法互相联系，通常都是由靠一些人呢，教会里的人一些互动，就是从这个地方到那个地方去，然后把这个消息带过去才知道的。所以在这个哥林多前书里面看到保罗听说教会里面的一些问题。
So back then the transportation technology wasn't so great. That's why they need to send or have people travel from church to church and to send out message and receive message.
所以他们那时候信息的传递一定要有这个 有这个传递信息的，就是有人把这个消息带来给保罗，保罗才知道，不然他也不知道。
So that's why that required a messenger, from church to send information regarding the church to Paul. Otherwise, Paul wouldn't know what's going on in the church.
那保罗，我们都知道哥林多前书，他解决教会的一些问题，他这个他怎么知道这个问题从哪里来的呢？他的消息来源从哪里来呢
？So where are those information Paul received, and or this information coming from?
我们现在看第一章的第十一节。
So let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter
1, 第十一节
verse 11.
格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说你们中间有纷争。
Verse 11, my brothers, some of Chloe's household have informed me what there are quarrels among you.
这个格莱士家里的这些人呢，成为这个把这个信息带给保罗的使者。
So, Chloe's this person actually brought this information or served as and a messenger at this place.
第一个重点就是教会当中有纷争了。
So the first important highlight right here is that there are quarrels among you.
那针对这个教会纷争结党这个事，保罗就开始跟他们教导啊，为什么会这样？你怎么会教会里面搞到纷争结党去了？
So he realized that there's a problem of divisions. So that's why.He started to give information and instructions regarding how to deal with that problem.
好，现在看第五章第一节。
So let's turn to chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章第一节，这个风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事情。
Chapter 5, verse 1. It is actually reported that there is a sexual immorality among you.
然后现在看第六章第一节。
And let's read chapter 6, verse 1.
你们中间有彼此相争的事情。
If any of you has a dispute with another,
就是说，现在格莱士这个使者他带来的消息，就是教会纷争结党，教会里面有淫乱的事情，教会里面有纷争诉讼的事情，三件大事。
So basically, this brother Chloe, he mentioned that there is a quarrels among you, and there's another problem, sexual immorality.And there is another one.
诉讼就是他们在那个。
They had a dispute with one another.
那所以呢，从第一章到第六章呢，就是保罗针对这个格莱士这个他们所带来的消息，这三件大事，保罗给他们说要怎么样，原则是什么，要怎么解决。
So basically, from chapter 1 to chapter 6, Paul has written those with those solutions or.How to deal with it based on the three problems that was mentioned by this brother.
那当时候其实教会一有事情的时候，保罗就已经先派提摩太要去解决了。
So when he first learned about this, he already sent out Timothy to that area.
我们现在看第四章，提摩太哥林多前书第四章。对，哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章十七节。
Verse 17.
保罗因为人在以弗所，他自己没办法去，他就先派提摩太先去。
Because Paul need to stay in the Ephesian church, that's why he sent out Timothy to Corinth church.
因此，我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我所亲爱有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎么样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。这个就是保罗已经派提摩太去了。
So here we knew Paul already sent Timothy ahead to this church.
那因为以前的人是从这个地方到那个地方都要花时间，要坐船，要很久的时间呢。
Because in order to travel from one place to the other, sometimes that require need to take vessels or certain kind of transportation.
那等到提摩太走了以后呢？现在。另外有三个人来到保罗那里了。
So after Timothy left, there were another three people arrive.
我们看第十六章。
So let's read chapter 16.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节这里说，斯提凡和弗图拿都并雅该古到这里来，我很喜欢，因为你们待我有不及之处，他们补上了。这里提到这三个人呢，来从哥林多来到保罗这里。
So here I mentioned that there were three people came from Korean and arrived at Paul's place.
那这三个人来了以后，就把教会的一些问题啊，再带给保罗。现在保罗知道更多了。
So those three people brought even more complete information about church problem.
所以基本上保罗写哥林多前书哦，他这是两个主要的消息来源，一个是格莱士报告教会现在有的现况。So, 第二个来源就是这三个人带给保罗一些疑问，就教会的疑问要保罗帮忙解决。
So from here we see there are two group of people brought the source of or the information to Paul regarding to church church problem.
那这个也就是这哥林多前书的分的两大段落。
So this is why the book of Corinthians will be divided into two parts.
第一段落就是第一章到第六章。这是针对格莱士他所带给保罗这个教会里面现在有的大问题啊，这个要马上解决，所以保罗写信告诉他们要怎么办。
So for 1 Corinthians, the first part is considered from chapter 1 to chapter 6 and is regarding to the problems that or the information brought by this brother called Chloe.
然后第二段就是从第七章到第十六章。第七章
And the second part starting from chapter 7 to 16
就是教会里面有一些疑问，就是一些问题不知道怎么解决。
And people brought out many different questions or problems and they didn't know how to resolve.
所以从第七章开始你就看到一个名词叫做论道什么事情，论道什么事。
So starting from chapter 7 now it was found this specific term for the matter of certain things.
哦，就是 concerning， 然后就是或者 matter。所以第七章第一节，你看，论到你们信上所提的事，我说难不进你道好。这个是论到有关于婚姻嫁娶的事情。
So in chapter 7 verse 1, now for the matter you wrote about it, it is good for a man not to marry.
好，那如果看第七章的第二十五节。
And let's continue to read the same chapter, verse 25.
七章二十五节也是论到同生的人。Now, 我没有主的命令，但是我把我的意见告诉你们。
Verse 25. Now about virgins, I have no command from the Lord, but I give a judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy and is trustworthy.
哦，所以第七章他在讲这个婚姻，然后嫁娶，然后要不要结婚，这个就是要不要单身的问题了。
So in chapter 7, it's regarding to a topic of marriage. Is it whether a good or bad to be married?
好，第八章第一节。
And chapter 8, verse 1.
论到祭偶像之物。
Now about food sacrificed to idols.
第四节。
Verse 4.
论到吃祭偶像之物。
So then about eating food sacrificed to idols.
所以第八章你看它这个两论到祭偶像的物是怎么一回事，那要不要吃，这个吃的问题要解决。所以当时候教会里面也有这个有关于祭偶像之物的问题的。
So chapter 8 is talking about food sacrificed to idol and then should they eat the food.
然后保罗他的原则基本上就是从爱心出发，就是爱心，这个你如果有知识可会让你自高自大，但是如果有爱心呢，就会考虑到别人，然后就会很谨慎。
So the approach of Paul comes from the principle of love, because when you only have the knowledge, that might make you proud. However, if you have love, you will show more concerns to how other people think and thought or act about certain things.
所以保罗才会一直强调说，知识是叫人自高自大。他这个知识就是有关于祭偶像。吃祭偶像之物，祭偶像之物这些知识，他说，但是爱心才能够真的造就人。
So that's why he was talking about those knowledge regarding about the food sacrificed to idol. Those things might make people proud. However, only love can resolve the issues.
好，所以从第八章呢，其实从八章开始呢，到第十章啊，保罗都一直在强调这个信息，这个。我如果为了弟兄的缘故，我就不吃东西，我就宁可放弃我的自由。
So from chapter 8 to chapter 10, you will see this emphasis coming back and forth. It's for the sake of my brothers or sisters, I will forbid myself to eat or do certain things.
那到第十章都一直强调有关这个拜偶像的东西。
And so for chapter 8 to chapter 10 is talking about things regarding to idols.
最后保罗他的结论呢, 有关于吃祭偶像之物, 他是说不可以吃的。
So in conclusion about those food sacrificed or offered to idols, he said that should not eat it.
所以我们看第八章, 第九章的时候, 不要看到最后说, 诶, 吃祭偶像的东西没有关系, 好像, 有人不是进去吃吗?
So when we read chapter 8 and chapter 9, we shouldn't be so abrupt and just say, hey, you know, people are here, they eat it, so we can eat it.
因为这个东西好像没有偶像算不得什么，那吃的有什么关系？
Because, you know, those idols are nothing, so it's okay for us to eat.
但是第十章第21节,
However, in chapter 10, verse 21,
我们看第20节,
let's read verse 20.
这是最后有关于这个吃祭偶像之物保罗最后的结论呢?
So this serves as the final conclusion of Paul regarding whether or not to take idols' food.
他说：“我乃是说外邦人所信的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不愿你们与鬼相交。”21节。Verse 21节。你们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯；不能够吃主的筵席，又吃鬼的筵席。第22节。Verse
22节。我们可惹主的愤恨吗？我们比他还有能力吗？哦，所以最后是不可以。
So
in conclusion, we shall not partake or associate anything with the food of idols.
然后第23节,
Verse 23,
凡事都可行,但不多有益处,凡事都可行,但不多造就人。 也就是说,当你要在做一件事情的时候,一定要想到会不会造就别人,对自己有没有益处,对别人有没有好的影响。
So by reading verse 28, when we do anything, we should think about, when I do these things, will that benefit myself? But and at the same time, will that edify others?
好,然后, 所以八九十这个基本上是一个段落。
So from chapter 8 to chapter 10, that serves to as a second part of First Corinthians.
那从第十一章开始啊，到第十四章啊，基本上这个都在讲教会里面崇拜次序的问题。And
starting from chapter 11 to verse 14, it talks about the priority in worship.
所以第十一章的地方就开始讲到这个女人蒙头的这个困扰。
So that's why, starting from chapter 11, it talks about should woman put a
这个蒙头就是要 cover 哈
，or should they cover their head?
这个蒙头的问题，保罗他最后的结论就是说，这个女人要知道她自己的角色是什么。So
in conclusion, Paul mentioned that women should know about their place.
就是为了要在这个头上有服权柄，其实最重要就是要能够顺服。 权柄啊，顺服权柄，顺服。So
the most important part for women to understand is that they need to submit themselves to the authority.
其实他就是希望说，女人能够安静的学到，然后不要当众去教训男人，像那个长老监督一样，哇，在教会里面声音很大的去指挥，说人家做什么事。
So they can learn about teaching quietly, so they wouldn't be like an elders. Or pastors, they rule in and give commands to brothers.
但是姐妹女人基本上是可以讲道的。
However, basically, sisters can still deliver sermons.
但是要知道自己的分寸。
However, they need to know
就是她自己的那个，她自己什么时候可以做，什么不可以做。
Or they still need to know what they can do and what they shouldn't do.
所以你看第十一章的第五节才会说，凡女人祷告或讲道，要她说要蒙头。
So that's why it's mentioned here when a sister or woman was delivering a sermon, they need to cover their heads.
哦，这个是有关于这个弟兄跟姐妹角色在教会扮演的问题。
So we can see there's a particular specific instruction about the role of a brothers and a sisters in church.
在第十一章里面又提到这个圣餐的问题。
And in chapter 11, it also talks about the issues of the Lord's Supper, which is Holy Communion.
当时候在圣餐的这件事情上，教会里面也没有秩序，也很乱。
And during that time, there's no certain order or priorities in this matter of Holy Communion.
所以保罗哦，很严严的责备啊，你不可以亵渎这件这个重大的事情。
That's why Paul rebuked them severely and tell them not to
告诉信徒们要怎么样来领受，用什么态度来领受圣餐。
And tell them they need to have certain attitude or reverence when they partake of this Holy Communion.
那第十二章呢？ 你看第一节
，And chapter 12, verse 1.
弟兄们，论到属灵的， 我不愿意你们不知道。
So now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant.
所以其实那个论到属灵的恩赐，恩赐是后来加进去的。一开始保罗是这样论到属灵，当然后面他讲的是有关属灵恩赐的事情。
Actually, this gift was added into the context later on. In the beginning, it's only now about the spiritual.
所以论到这个有关，所以当时一定也是有人很奇怪说，为什么这个人有这个特殊的恩，这个好像有特殊的能力，这个人会有这样，那人有那样，啊，怎么不是每个人都有？
Because during that time, people are wonder because some people had this special thing or special gift, and the other person also had another type of special gift. They are wondering, well, how come not everybody has gifts?
所以从十二章、十三章、十四章呢，这个论到属灵的，保罗就把这个有关属灵的恩赐呢解释的特别清楚了。
So that's why in chapter 12, verse 1, about the spiritual, Paul had made this concept or idea further, even further.
当时有一些这个思想啊，是否认耶稣是人这件事情的。
And during that time, there are certain type of concept saying that Jesus is not God.
耶稣哦，不是真正的人呐。
Oh, Jesus is not a true man who had this flesh.
那有的认为说耶稣不是真的神，真的圣洁的神，怎么会到人间来？这个人间的这个物质是罪恶的，怎么可能会变成人
？And some people say that Jesus cannot be a man or cannot be God because you know flesh is all evil.
所以当时候就是有这种很多的这个思想在互相影响，当时候教会的信仰。
So during that time, there are many different sayings and train of thoughts that will actually influence the true concept of the church.
那所以呢，这个在哥林多十四章的地方啊，保罗特别强调这个有关于这个灵言的事情，讲灵言、翻灵言这件事情，哇，他就有一个很清楚的描述。今天对我们来说非常重要。
So in chapter 14, Paul illustrates about this deliver a sermon in tongue and having someone translate tongue this situation.
那第十五章这个讲到身体复活死跟活的问题。
And later on, Paul in chapter 15 talk about the resurrection of Christ.
所以我们在讲到身体复活的时候，绝对不会少掉哥林多前书第十五章。
So every time when we talk about resurrection, we will always come back to 1 Corinthians.
当时候也是有人对这个死亡从死中复活这个盼望，觉得那是不可能的。
Because during that time, some people do not believe that they will be resurrected from the dead.
但是保罗一直强调，耶稣从死里复活，他是初熟的果实，我们以后要跟着他一样。
However, Paul can emphasize that Jesus was resurrected from the dead, and he was the first fruit. So in the future, we'll be just like him, resurrected in the same way.
第十六章第一节。
In chapter 16, verse 1,
论到为圣徒捐钱的事情
，and it talks about the collection for God's people.
所以，你看这个、一直到第十六章，这个论到什么事情，就是教会当时候有这些疑问呢、啊，保罗都特别一个一个拿出来跟他们指导。
So during that time, you can see when those people brought questions to Paul, and Paul will address each single questions or problem in writing.
所以，你看我们今天。在教会里面，我们所谓碰到的问题，大部分也都离不开这几项。
So it's very similarly that the questions or the problem we encounter today is almost the same as what they encountered in Corinthian church.
因为这是神的教会，那是属神的，要成为圣洁，但是这些事情都是对圣洁提出挑战的。
As a member of true church, that will the requirement for us is to become holy, and those things will challenge that notion.
你看教会里面如果有纷争结党呢，就让这个教会的圣洁出现瑕疵。
Because when there's division existed in church, then we cannot be holy.
哥林多教会的纷争结党，是我们如果想到哥林多教会，第一个想到就是、哦、他们有的属保罗，有的属亚波罗，有的属彼得，有的属基督。
And every time when we talk about the Corinthian church.We'll think about divisions because some people say I belong to Paul, some people say I belong to Cephas, and some people say I belong to Jesus.
所以今天呢，其实，在教会里面呢，我们也面对这样的一个困扰。
So sometimes we might encounter the same or similar situations.
有人会觉得说，哎，某某人哦，很好啊，为什么 他就很喜欢跟着某一个人听某一种讲道。
And sometimes people will think that, you know, certain people deliver certain sermons. Actually, I like it, so a lot of people tend to follow that person.
其实这是非常危险的。
However, in reality, that's something very dangerous to do.
从保罗在哥林多前书所教导的信息看来，恩赐是有各种不一样的。
Because according to the letter of 1 Corinthians, we know that there are many different gifts.
没有一个人是有所有的恩赐，那是不可能，只有神呢。
Only God has all the talents and gifts, and no one would have all of them.
所以每一个人，他其实神都赋予他要让这个神的教会成长，他所需要的恩赐。
So every worker should possess the talents or gift that allows church to grow.
哥林多教会里面这个有纷争结党的事，他们是怎么来的
？So how did this division came from?
我们现在把这个重点放在第一章。
So let's come back to chapter 1.
第一章的第十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
我们来很快的把这个问题解决。
So let's just targeting this problem really quick.
那我的意思就是说，你们个人说我是属保罗，我是属亚波罗，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。第十二三节。
Verse 13.
然后基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？第十四节
，Verse 14，
他说：“我感谢神，除了基利、斯布和该犹以外，我没有给你们一个人施洗，免得有人说你们是奉我的名受洗。”十六节
，Verse 16，
我也给斯提凡家施过洗，此外给别的人施洗没有，我却记不清了。那这一段呢，就是提到有些人呢，他们就会特别想说，我是属于哪一个工人的
？And some people think that they belong or they follow a certain worker.
那为什么
？Why？
因为比如说保罗他很有恩赐啊。
We know Paul is a very gifted worker.
那保罗他因为从神得到特别的启示，所以他对那个道理的了解特别深呢。
Because Paul received a special revelation directly from God, that's why he had a very deep understanding about God's teaching.
因为保罗很强调在真理里面，在福音上让我们得自由。
And he always emphasized that we are set free by God's teaching or the truth.
所以我们就不用守律法，那些律法那些旧的东西不必要，已经成全在基督里面了。
So that's why those laws or regulations are fulfilled. That's why we don't need to observe those anymore.
可能有一些自由派的，他就会很挺保罗。
So that's why some people they liked Paul's saying.
那亚波罗在使徒行传18章特别强调，这个人是很有学问的。
And in Acts chapter 18, you mentioned that this person, Apollo, he's someone with great knowledge.
他也很有口才啊。
And he's also very eloquent.
所以有一些人很特别强调，很喜爱知识的、哲学理论的，可能就会跟着亚波罗说：“哎，这个人好。”
So for people who like philosophy or pursue after great knowledge, might like people like a person like Apollo.
那有人属基法，基法就是彼得啊。
And Cephas is Peter.
那彼得他是也没什么学问，他是渔夫吗
？And we know Peter was not well educated. He was only a fisherman.
那但是彼得是使徒之首啊。
However, he's the head of apostles.
他虽然没有什么学问，可是他很有能力、啊。
Even though he was not well educated, but he is full of power.
那彼得啊，他是犹太人，他就是很传统的那种跟过主耶稣的人。
And Peter was a traditional Jew, and he also followed Jesus.
所以，如果我们说那个传统派的，他可能就挺彼得了。
So for people who consider themselves very traditional, they might say that I follow Peter.
那有人就是说我是属基督的。
And there might be another group say that I follow Christ.
那属基督意思就是说，你们这些属谁属谁的都不属灵，我属基督最属灵。
So basically, it's telling other people saying that you know you guys are not spiritual. I'm the one who are most spiritual.
所以当我们说我们属谁的时候，其实就是 把人已经把它切割了。
So every time when we say we follow, we belong to certain people, we are dividing ourselves up.
但保罗他自己本身非常的警醒，他是认为说不要说你属我，我没有，你又不是奉我的名洗礼的。
So that's why Paul take an extra cautious on this point and say that you do not baptize under my name.
所以保罗他知道这个问题为什么会有纷争，纷争的来源这个。教会会纷争结党的原因在哪里
？So he knew very clearly about the root cause why there's a division.
因为他们还没有成熟，根本不了解道理。保罗说他们是属肉体的，属血气的。
And the sole reason is because they are not mature in the spirituality.
在基督里面是像婴孩小孩子一样不懂。
So in Christ they are still considered as a baby.
所以第三章看第三章。
So let's read chapter 3.
第 第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
他说：“我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只把你们当作属肉的、属肉体的，在基督里面做婴孩的。”第二节
，verse two，
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。第三节
，verse three，
你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？第四节
，verse four，
有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？这段圣经就是讲那个有嫉妒纷争啊，基本上就是因为是属肉体的，不属灵的结果。
So you mentioned that there are things, that jealousy and quarreling among you. So those things all come from the world.
其实我们呢，都是主耶稣基督特别从万民当中拣选出来的圣徒。
And we all consider saints, who were selected and chosen, from people or from nations.
所有都是神的工作。
So everything is considered the work of God.
工人其实也是神托付来做工而已。真的，你看撒种的、浇灌的都算不得什么。真正在有意义的是那个叫他生长的神。
And everything that occurs in church are considered the work of God. For instance, when a worker came to water, came to nurture, those are all considered the work of God.
所以保罗他第五节才会说，其实哦，我们都算不得，都是仆人而已啊。
So that's why in verse 5, Paul mentioned that what after all is Apollos.
要引导你们相信耶稣基督。
Those people,
这个救恩。
Those things are trying to guide you into the truth so you may understand.
所以保罗他知道问题在哪里，为什么纷争结党，因为他不属灵，他根本不了解道理。
And Paul knew why this thing happening because those people are not spiritual, they do not understand the truth.
那从第一章到第三章啊，保罗他真正的这个问题，这个纷争结党问题的切入点就是十字架道理。
So, how Paul approached this problem, he used the teaching of the cross.
十字架这个在世人看来是愚拙的道理。
And, from the world point of view,People might think that the teaching of the cross, is kind of dumb.
但是保罗说这个就是神的智慧。
However, Paul explained that this are the wisdom of God.
这跟世人的智慧完全不一样。
And it's totally different from the worldly knowledge.
世人自以为有智慧了，在神面前反而变成愚拙，因为他没办法接受十字架的道理。
And the worldly people thought that they are wise. However, in front of God, they are nothing.
那十字架的道理就是主耶稣为我们牺牲啊。
So the teaching of the cross is that Jesus sacrificed his life for us.
所以真正把我们从罪里面救出来是主耶稣基督。
So who were the one save us, from the sins?
所以保罗才会说啊，你们是奉我的名洗礼吗？我是我为你们流血吗？也没有啊。
So Jesus was the one who saved us, is not Paul or someone else.
所以啊，今天在教会里面，我们要很清楚的认识啊，我们今天所要跟随的，真的是主耶稣基督。
So that's why we need to.Have this clear understanding that who we are following with is Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个工人不管再怎么有恩赐
，no matter how gifted or talented the worker is,
他最后的工作一定要是把人完完全全带到主耶稣面前。
The purpose of his work is to bring people to God.
让每一个人都可以看到神救赎我的恩典是耶稣基督为我死，而不是这个工人为我死。
So people may see the fact that Jesus died for them, not the worker died for them.
保罗说：“你们不是奉我的名洗礼的啦。”
And Paul told the congregation saying that you are not baptized in the name of Paul.
所以我们要很小心的去分辨，今天这个教会的纷争啊，有时候有一些这个冲突出现啊，其实是来自于真理上出问题的。
So sometimes the quarrels or disputes exist in church are because the misunderstanding about the truth.
保罗说我们一定要小心，我们对从信徒角度来看一定要小心，不可以中这个轻那个。
So that's why we have to take extra cautions about that we shouldn't overly emphasize certain part or certain notion in the Bible.
不可以把人抬得太高。
We shouldn't elevate certain person or certain group.
看第四章的第八节第六节。
Let's read chapter 4 verse 6.
四章六节
Chapter 4 verse 6
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿这些事情比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可以过于圣经所记，免得你们至高至大，贵重这个，轻看那个。第七节
Verse 7
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？这里圣经保罗特别强调，他说 不要效法我们过于圣经所记的。
So in verse 6, he mentioned, do not go beyond what is written.
也就是说要符合真理。
Which means that you have to abide with the truth.
因为当我们会贵重这个轻看那个的时候，其实我们本身就像婴孩一样，就是保罗说这个就是吃奶的，不能吃干粮，就是属肉体的了。
Because sometimes when you emphasizing or overlook certain things that we are, that just meant that we just still like a spiritual baby.
那最后就是会跟随人而去忘记的，我们真正的要跟随的对象是主耶稣基督。
So eventually we will follow man and forgetting a notion that we should follow Jesus instead.
因此从第一章到第四章啊，保罗就很严谨的来把这个纷争的事情哦，有一个很清楚的教导。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 4, Paul put in a great effort and make this in a very organized way, so we may understand how we should approach those problems.
那我们一起来啊，从这个哥林多前书里面得到教训。
So we hope that we can all learn certain teachings from this Corinthian church.
那我们真的是能够因着看了圣经的道理，越来越像基督了。
So by looking at the teaching of God, we can be like God eventually.
而不是越来越像某一种某一些人呢、啊、
？Instead of becoming like certain worker or certain person in church.
有时候我们如果很喜欢一个某一种人的时候，你就是把他当偶像，就是像那个青年啊，这个穿着啊、讲话啊各方面的都像那个他们所跟随那个人一样。
Because if you like, for instance, if you like certain people, you will dress or even talk like the person, and it occurred in many occasions.
那其实是非常危险的。
And that's something very dangerous.
所以我们九月份开始在读更多前书的时候，希望弟兄姐妹大家可以好好的用心来读这卷书。
So in September, we are going to study this book, First Corinthians and Second Corinthians. So when we study the book, we should try to put some attention to the thing that we just talked about.
那我们能够让我们的教会越来越属灵。
So we hope that our church can become more and more spiritual.
我们每个信徒呢，弟兄姐妹都能够成为主耶稣基督的圣徒。
So every brothers and sister can become the saints of our Lord.
我们来唱诗400首。
Let's sing hymn 400.